These are not my words, but the words of every single one here, standing here after 459 days of the most well-documented and first live-streamed genocide in history. For these days, we've been reporting tirelessly, extensively, and thoroughly on this genocide. It's indeed a genocide against us, which we've been documenting in makeshift tented camps and workplaces. They are really the places we've taken shelter as shelter since day one. You've seen us shedding tears over our loved ones, colleagues, friends, and family members. You've seen us killed in every possible way. We've been immolated, incinerated, dismembered, and disemboweled. And recently, we've been freezing to death. What more ways should you be seeing us killed in so that you can move and act and stop the hell inflicted upon us? There are no words to describe what we've been going through, because you've seen our bodies, how they've become fragile, skinny, and fatigued. But we never stopped. We never stopped to tell you the truth, to narrate our stories, and to tell you that we are being genocided, to move your dead consciences, to help a population that has seen every sort of torture and tasted every type of death. Today, we're all standing here after Israel's impunity against us. And we don't know how many journalists should be killed so you can really act and stop Israel's impunity against us. Our message is very clear. We are journalists and we are Palestinian journalists. We have been let down by the international community, particularly the international media organizations. We haven't seen any sort of support, a single word of support. Even the press vests we're wearing right now, Marcus is a target. They do not protect us at all. But yes, because we are Palestinians, maybe if we were Ukrainians or of any other citizenship with blonde hair and blue eyes, the world would rage and rant for us. But because we are Palestinians, we have only one right, which is to die and be maimed. Finally, we are just documenting a genocide against us. It's enough after almost a year and a half. We want you to stand foot by foot with us, because we are like any other journalists, reporters, and media workers all across the globe, no matter the origin, the color, or the race. Journalism is not a crime. We are not a target.